Coming up, we're talking about a day dedicated to giving back right here in our community. This is Karen Carmichael. On March 28th, volunteers, nonprofits, and neighbors will gather at FERGS for Do Good Day, a chance to connect with organizations making a difference across St. Petersburg. Joining us today is the organizer behind the effort, Meredith Pericles, who's helping bring people together to turn good intentions into real action. Meredith, welcome. And for people hearing about Do Good Day for the first time, what is it and what inspired you to create it?
All right, Karen, thank you for having me. Do Good Day is a community nonprofit fair. It's going to bring together dozens of local nonprofit organizations so residents can learn about their work and find ways to get involved. Here in Pinellas County, we have around 946,000 residents and 9,700 registered nonprofits. That is one nonprofit per 100 residents, which really talks about how service-oriented our community is. But also with that many organizations, people don't know where to start. So Do Good Day was born, and it was created to make that connection easier. In one afternoon at one place, people can meet 50 or more local organizations serving our community, learn about their missions, and find ways that they can directly volunteer with those organizations. This year is especially meaningful because the mayor has issued a proclamation proclaiming the last Saturday in March as Do Good Day here in St. Pete. So we're really just going to embrace that and run with it.
What will the experience be like when people show up at FERGS on March 28th? And like, what kinds of nonprofits and activities will they find?
So when you show up, all of FERGS is going to be taken over by Do Good Day. Each nonprofit is given a table, and they get to decorate that table any way they choose that showcases their missions and what they do. Some of the nonprofits actually sell memorabilia, and we may potentially have one of our nonprofits with some adoptable animals out there this year. We're trying to see if we can make that one work. But there's organizations focused on youth, mentorship, housing, food security, veterans, seniors, homeless, education, environment. I really tried to make sure that if there's a cause out there that we could represent it. And people can just have real conversations with these nonprofits and see which one just really moves them to want to get involved.
We've been before. Radio St. Pete has been there from the beginning.
Yes.
Right? This will be our third year.
This will be your third year.
Right. And we always find it interesting to see how many people show up and just how many different nonprofits there are. So we enjoy being there.
I think that's part of my favorite part about putting it on is, you know, I've been in the community for 27 years. Mm-hmm. So I thought I knew everything that everybody was doing. And every year I'm finding out all these really cool nonprofits that are just doing amazing things.
So St. Petersburg does have a strong volunteer culture. How does Do Good Day help connect people who want to help with the organizations that need them?
Well, it creates a single entry point. So like I said, we have almost 10,000 nonprofits. What are you going to do? Google them, look them up on Facebook, mm-hmm. try to find events. Instead, you just come to Do Good Day. They're all right there. They all have their volunteer opportunities laid out. You can sign up for their newsletters. You can sign up directly to volunteer. So if you've ever wanted to help and you don't know where to start, Do Good Day is your place.
So it's not mainly for seasoned volunteers. It's also for someone who's just starting to think about maybe getting involved in the community.
Yes, it's for everyone. So sometimes if you're already volunteering, maybe you find a sister organization that works well with what you're already doing. Maybe you want to volunteer somewhere else, or maybe you've never volunteered anywhere. It's meant to be welcoming. It's meant to be approachable. It's meant to take all of that strife of, is this the place for me, out of the equation.
You've been organizing this effort for a while now. Have there been any stories or moments that have really captured you, like why Do Good Day matters?
So there are so many, and every single nonprofit that came last year, all 38 of them, I personally heard from, and they all said that they secured at least one volunteer who signed up at the event and came and volunteered with them. So to me, that speaks volume. Really encouraging was the fact that the nonprofits met each other and started interacting, and the foundation formed a whole new event called Do Good Together that is to foster that connection. So not only are we doing good, but we're spinning off into other ways that we can do good in the whole nonprofit ecosystem, so not just this one event.
So if somebody listening right now wants to be part of Do Good Day, what's the easiest way for them to get involved? Or show up on March 28th.
Yeah, to show up on March 28th, everybody come out to Ferg's, bring your friends. The event is only as strong as the public that we get out there to interact with the viewers. Also, you can visit the website, which is really easy, dogooddaycom. And there is a place to contact us if you know a nonprofit who should be represented that you don't think is represented. We're also still accepting sponsorships. This whole event is free. It's free to the public and it's free to the nonprofits. So the only reason, the way to keep that happening is to underwrite it. Mm-hmm. And all that information is available again at the website, dogooddaycom, or show up at Ferg's.
Sure. And there's also an event on Facebook. Am I right?
There is
about
a Facebook event, yes.
Okay. So before we let you go, Meredith, what does doing good in St. Pete mean to you personally?
To me, it's those small actions that people think don't really matter. So it's 1 hour that you go volunteer at Daystar. It's 1 hour picking up trash along the waterway. If everybody gives an hour, that's 946,000 hours of volunteered time. If each person
so you figured it out.
I did figure it out. So, you know, it's that small change. It's just doing what you can, meeting people where they are, meeting the nonprofits what they are. People genuinely care here in St. Petersburg. Mm. And so this just creates a space where they can connect with causes that matter and turn that desire to help into actionable help.
So one more time, on March 28th at what time?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Volunteers, nonprofits, and neighbors will gather at Ferg's for Do Good Day. Stop by and see Radio St. Pete because we'll be there. Thanks, Meredith.
Thank you, Karen.